Best Review on Radio Ulm.
Welcome back, everyone, on Radio Ulm. This is Press Review. I'm Nicolo. Today with me, there is Sevi.
Good morning.
We want to thank very much our director, Stella, and all our production. It's 9:41. We are going to stay together until around 10. It's the 4th of December, and today we are going to tackle the news
of today. Yes, we're going to start with South Korean president that lifts martial law, the feminicide case that gripped Italy, which is Filippo Turetta, gets sentenced to life, the French government faces potential collapse as a no-confidence vote approach, and also we're going to talk about sports with Coppa Italia.
If you want to follow us on our social network, you can do it on Instagram and TikTok. If you want to send us a message, you can do it on Instagram or on WhatsApp at the number 331-1438-923. Before we stop for a little break, if you want to stay with us to listen to today's news, just stay tuned.
Yes, we're going to tackle the front pages, we're going to compare them, and then we're going to dig deep in what's happening on the world with the world today.
Yeah, exactly. We want to thank again our director and our production. This is Press Review.
Yes, and the sun is finally shining. Hope that you get this news with the right step, and let's go.
Stay tuned, don't go, and we will be back soon. Welcome back on Radio Ulm. This is Press Review, and we are gonna now go through the news reported by newspapers from around the world, starting from Corriere della Sera with Giulia, life sentence for Turetta. The father of Giulia Gino Cecchettin, justice has been made, but more is needed. Everyone lost. About Giulia Cecchettin, also La Repubblica with justice for Giulia, life sentence for Turetta. With the rest of the Carlino, we all lost the words of Gino Cecchettin, the father of Giulia, the girl who has been murdered last year from Filippo Turetta, her ex-boyfriend. And then Il Messaggero, Turetta, life sentence without cruelty.
Yes, also we're going to talk about this case in the world newspapers, such as the BBC, where we talk about the killer in feminicide that shocked Italy and sentenced to life in jail. The CNN as well mentions this news, saying that ex-boyfriend sentenced to life in prison in feminicide case that gripped Italy, as well as The Guardian, when they talk about the man jailed for life for murder of a university student that horrified Italy, and the brutal killing of Giulia Cecchettin, 22-year-old girl, that triggered protests across country and cast grim spotlight on femicide in Italy.
Exactly. Moving on now with South Korea. Corriere della Sera again. South Korea, chaos, fear for the Culp. News that has been brought almost in every newspaper. For example, The Guardian, turmoil in South Korea after president declares martial law. But going on, The Globe and Mail, South Korean president retreats after martial law provokes fury. Euronews, a French newspaper.
Yes, with Le Figaro, and as well El País and The Independent and ABC El Mundo, which mentions the same news. Let's see how it will evolve as well.
Sure. El País, also a Spanish newspaper. The South Korean parliament retreats the martial law, which was decided by the president. The Independent... chaos and clashes between civilians and security forces as MPS block martial law in South Korea. ABC, the Spanish ABC, the popular rebellion in South Korea stops the own culp of the president. And El Mundo, another Spanish newspaper, with again the parliament stops the own culp in South Korea.
Yes, and moving on to France, we're going to talk about the French government that teeters to brink. This was a September news that evolved now in today to today. So The Guardian talks about the French government that teeters on the brink of the collapse as a non-confidence vote, with the administration of Michel Barnier likely to fall after far-left and far-right opponents' tables motions, which Then we move goes on forward with Le Monde, where Michel Barnier and Emmanuel Macron refused to believe in the government censor, where the prime minister appeared to be combative on Tuesday evening during a televised interview, once again calling on lawmakers to act responsibly. Meanwhile, the president, on a visit to Saudi Arabia, sought to downplay the situation, expressing his trust in people's coherence while assuring that the crisis is manageable, but it couldn't. And this caused a problem between also not only a discontent from the far right, but also from the left right. But moving on to sports.
Moving on to sport. La Gazzetta dello Sport, Devil at Six, meaning the Milan football team, who last night won against Sassuolo in the Italian Cup 6-1. Then Corriere dello Sport, Edo is watching you, referring to Edoardo Bove, the player who a few nights ago during the match Inter-Fiorentina felt really bad and had to leave the match that then was stopped. And then we have a picture of Marotta and Conte. Conte, the Napoli's coach. You are the favorite, responding to Marotta, and the headline: Gasperini is enjoying. Tutto Sport, Vlahovic is there. Vlahovic is coming back after the injury. Good news for the attacking of Juventus. We are stopping now for a little break. We are listening to Ed Sheeran, Beautiful People, here on Radio Yun. This is Press Review 947. Stay tuned, because we are going to tackle all the news we introduced just before. So stay tuned, and we are going to come back after this song. Thank you, everyone. I'm Nicolo and Sebi.
Yes.
On a Saturday night in the summer, sundown and they all come out. Lamborghinis and they're in it, hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they want to know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I love, we're just trying to figure everything out. We don't fit in well, cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation. Yeah, you look stunning, dear, so don't ask that question here. This is my
And welcome back, Ed Sheeran with Beautiful People here on Radio Yulm. This is Press Review. I'm Nicolo. Today with me is Savi.
Good morning.
We also want to thank very much our director, Stella, and all our production. We already went through the newspapers from, you know, the independent Corriere della Sera.
Yes, it's true. We tackled today news, but today let's go furthermore and with what we said before.
Yeah. For example, the killer in femicide that shocked Italy sentenced to life in jail. This is a BBC article. Anyway, what I was saying is Filippo Turetta, the 22-year-old Italian student who admitted to stabbing to death his ex-girlfriend Giulia Cecchettin last year, has been sentenced to life in jail. The murder case gripped in Italy and sparked a heated debate on the issue of violence against women. Speaking to reporters after the sentence was read out in a Venice court, Giulia's father, Gino Cecchettin, said, "Nobody is giving me Giulia back, so I'm neither more relieved nor more sad that I was yesterday or than I will be tomorrow." He added that the battle against gender violence was won. We'll have to fight together as a society. We look ahead and hope another day won't find himself at my place. Over the last year, a huge amount of detail about the killing has emerged, forming a picture of an increasingly anguished young woman harassed by her possessive ex-boyfriend who refused to accept the end of their relationship. The case, which captivated Italians, has thrust the concepts of femicide, patriarchy, and male violence into the headlines.
Yes, and since Cecchettin's death, 106 women in Italy have been killed by a man. In the vast majority of cases, the suspect was either a current or a former partner. So this has become a huge news in Italy, but not only, it went all across the world. And moving across South Korean in international politics, we're going to talk about South Korea.
Yeah, the South Korean opposition parties filed motion to impeach the president. This is an article from The Guardian. So after the president, Yoon Suk-yeol, over his short-lived declaration of martial law, South Korean opposition parties said on Wednesday they had submitted a motion to impeach the president. To impeach the president, we have submitted an impeachment motion prepared urgently. The representatives for six opposition parties, including the main Democratic Party, said at a live press briefing.
Yes, the president had said that the martial law was needed to protect the country from North Korea's communist forces and also to eliminate anti-state elements. This caused a huge discontent from the public opinion, and it created also an impeachment proceeding against the president, Son Yuk-yeol, after thwarting his shock move to impose the martial law. After less than 2 hours after his declaration, the prime minister was forced to the way into the National Assembly and voted to block his decision. Some broke through barricades to enter the building, and other protesters helped to climb over a wall. After the assembly, the vote of the president was announced. He was reversing his martial law decision. The members of parliament will start to vote his impeachment.
Yeah, and
moving on also to French politics. The French government teeters on brink of collapse and has no confidence to vote looms. This was a situation that started in September and went further, as I said, mentioned before, moved on to this day, with the administration of Michel Barnier likely to fall after a left and far right opponent's table motion. So France is starting into the unknown as the minority government of the Prime Minister Michel Barnier faces near certain defeat in no confidence vote that could dramatically intensify the political crisis in one of the EU's key member states. If the vote on Wednesday is carried, Barnier's administration, which took office only in September, will be the first in France to be outstated with a motion of no confidence since 1962. And its fall at the hands of the far right and left wing party would be a significant blow to Europe after Donald Trump's return to the White House. So this vote risks to make everything more difficult and more serious, as the member of parliament told on Tuesday that a France situation was already difficult in the budgetary and financial terms and very difficult in economic and social terms. and we'll see in the next days how the situation will evolve. But let's talk about the asteroid. There's another news about asteroids and how in Siberia they went, they were...
An asteroid has been seen in the Siberian sky. Some scientists were afraid this asteroid, which was actually really small, we're talking about 70 centimeters, which is quite small, talking about an asteroid actually, whom I also... it was seen in the skies, and some scientists were afraid for how much it was close to the Earth. Someone was waiting for an impact, also because it was spotted just about 12 hours before it arrived from the European Space Agency, as it said. People from the remote Russian Republic of Sakha in northeastern Siberia stood out in the snow to catch a glimpse of the phenomenon. The asteroid, as I said, measured an estimated 70 centimeters and entered the Earth's atmosphere at around 1:15 local time. So we're talking about 4 p.m. according to the ESA. The Sakha Emergencies Ministry said officials had been placed on alert, but that no damage had been reported after the asteroid's descent. This was all about the news about a small asteroid hitting Earth's atmosphere, which produced a spectacular fireball in the sky across the far east of Russia in the early hours of Wednesday morning. And before we get to the closure of our episode, just a little window on the Italian Cup, who played last night and is going also on tonight and tomorrow night. Last night, 6-1 Milan Sassuolo and Bologna Monza 4-0, with a great match played by Castro, who not only assisted his three times, but also managed to score one goal. Tonight at 9 p.m., Fiorentina-Empoli. And tomorrow night at 9 p.m., Lazio-Napoli. This was all from today's episode. We are stopping for a little break before we say goodbye. Stay
Thank
tuned.
You.
Radio U.
Thank you for listening to today's news. We are very happy that you stayed tuned till the last till the last minute. We would like to thank Stella and all the other people and the production. Don't forget that we are always here to listen to you and whatever you need and your needs. So please don't hesitate to text us at the number 331-1438923. Please don't forget to follow also our Instagram and other social media accounts with Radio Yulm. And also check our website with today's press release if you want to listen to the episode again. But not only that, other podcasts and episodes. I'm Sevi.
And I'm Nicolo. Stay tuned, guys. Thank you very much for listening to us today. And we are staying together also next Wednesday. Bye.
Bye.
Review on Radio Yulm.